On behalf of the committee, I thank the head of delegation for her rich introductory statement. As you are aware, the procedure for the committee for the consideration of periodic reports is for questions to be posed by a number of experts, following which the delegation will be given an opportunity to respond to those questions. Following that, another group of experts will be given an opportunity to pose questions, and the delegation is again given the floor to respond. The experts' questions will be asked largely following the order of the articles of the convention. This procedure is followed throughout the two meetings of today. I would like to remind the delegation that the committee will aim to complete its consideration of the implementation of the convention by Rwanda by 5 p.m. today. The dialogue will be webcast live on UN Web TV. I would also wish to draw the delegation's attention to the need for careful time management, and I encourage the delegation to provide precise, short, and direct responses to experts' questions, as well as to indicate when a question cannot be provided. In that case, your delegation should take note of the questions that cannot be answered immediately, and you may request to submit the pending information in writing within 24 hours, one working day from the end of the constructive dialogue, that is by Monday, 27th May at 5 p.m. Geneva time. In order to enable an interactive dialogue, the submission of additional information in writing should be the exception rather than the rule. If the delegation submits additional information in writing within 24 hours, such information should not exceed 1,500 words and should be timely, concise, and answer the concrete questions posed by the experts. Please also note that such information will also be published on the CEDAW website for the 88th session as it forms part of the public dialogue. Lack of or inadequate replies to questions raised by the committee may result in follow-up questions and eventually may be reflected in the concluding observations of the committee. I should also like to indicate that if necessary, the delegation may be asked to limit its responses should this become necessary due to time considerations. I will now call upon the experts who wish to pose questions under the various articles of the convention. Experts are also reminded to respect the time limits for questions. Where questions are not sufficiently answered, experts will be given an opportunity to ask follow-up questions for 2 minutes. We will start with questions relating to Articles 1 and 2 of Part 1 of the convention. I would like to give the floor to Ms. Brenda Akia, the country rapporteur, to lead with her opening remarks and Articles 1 and 2. You have 6 minutes.